Welcome to Podcasting with Bree. Podcasting with Brianna Coleman. Podcasting with Boss Lady Slay. Hey y'all, how y'all doing? Okay, so today we have domestic violence. Listen, somebody wanted me to briefly talk about this. They say they like when I talk to you guys, give you guys my opinions, my thoughts, and give you a backstory on, you know, some of the things I've been through. So with domestic violence, I only been through domestic violence once in my life. I was 19. The man that I was talking to was like 25 or 26, and he was a drug user, of course. Of course. At first he was loving and sweet, so basically he was, you know, gearing me up. He got me to a point where he wanted me to leave my job. He was like, well, I'll take care of you. I did. I left my job. He was taking care of me. Then he was like, you know, you don't have to go to school. You can go to school on the phone, you know, online. But then he was like, you know, come stay with me. I was like, okay. So I did all that. And then for like the first 3 or 4 months, it was good. And then it got horrible. It was beating after beating after beating after beating, y'all. After beating after beating after beating. He wouldn't let me go outside. He wouldn't let me call my family, check on my family. I was staying in Tallahassee with my sister. I ended up moving in with him in Tallahassee. My sister moved back home to Pensacola. I still was in Tallahassee. I was gonna go back with her, but I never could really get in contact with her because he had my phone. So basically I'm stuck in Tallahassee with this god dang old man, y'all. So I remember one day, tell you how I got out the situation. To get out of any domestic violence situation, you're either going to have to fight back or run. Now, sometimes when you run, they will come find you, or they will sweet talk their way back in. I don't suggest any violence at all, but I kind of figured what type of, you know, person he was. So I figured once I fought back, it was going to be done, and it was. So I remember one day I found out he was messing with our roommate. And I told him, I was just like, it was something happened, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but I was like, you know, how are you gonna be mad at me for doing such and such, and you're messing with the girl that lives in the house with us, basically. And he got mad and he slammed me to the wall, and I was like, keep your hands off of me. He picked me up and slung me to the wall again for the second time. Y'all listen, it was something about that third time he slung me against that wall. I flipped out and went to fighting with everything I had within me. Y'all, I don't know where that strength came from, but I'm glad it came. And I tore him up. I put a whooping up on him. Yes, indeed. And I did a whooping on him so bad that it scared me. Do you hear me? Because I didn't even know I had that in me. It scared me, the whooping I put on him. Long story short, that was the first and ever case I ever caught. He called the police on me, said he was afraid for his life because I had stabbed him. And I got locked up. And he lived happily ever after with my roommate. So, when you're going through a domestic situation, the best thing to do is to get out, okay? If you have to, I do not promote violence, but if you have to, fight back, because I have realized that you have a few different type of men, or just different type of people that beat on somebody. Okay, one, they could have anger issues basically from them getting beaten on by their parents or, you know, guardians or whoever. Then you have the type that it's a control type of thing. They feel like, oh, well, I can control you. You're my object. You know, you're my possession. You know, and then you have the type that do it because they feel like, oh, what they say, you a lick. Oh, I'm finna go hit this lick, as the young people be saying. Basically saying like, okay, you sweet. They doing this to you because they feel like they can, because you're weak. They feel like they have, you know, power over you because you're not going to do anything. You're just going to allow them to do whatever they want to do. And he was that type. So I knew once I eventually just fought back, it was going to be the end of it. And it was. I left and never saw him again. And he have tried to contact me plenty of times, but I knew better than to respond to him because he have a whole restraining order on me. No, I'm not going to respond to you, sir. So, the only advice I could tell you is to get out while you can. I was able to make it out alive within my situation. A lot of people do not make it out alive. So if you are in a domestic violence relationship, marriage, whatever, get out. I don't care about, oh, I'm going to stay because we got kids together. He don't care about them damn children, because if he did, he would put his hands on their motherfucking mama. Get them children and get the fuck out of Dodge. That's simple. That's it. That's all. I know it's going to take some time for you to actually move, but don't be like our parents was. Oh, I'm going to stay with him because he's the provider. Get up and get your own goddamn money. Oh, well, I'm going to stay with him because we have kids. He going to help me with the kids. Girl, if you don't get your ass up and move, get daycare for them kids. Do any and everything you have to do to stand on your own 2 feet, because any of those little things right there, a female will stay. No, ma'am, get up. It's about your health. What if he stopped beating on you and start beating on your kids? Or what if he beat on you and your kids? You better get your ass up and move. Get up out of there. Okay, love you, bye.